Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. We thank you for, we are so excited for yet another Thursday night open mic live. I am always appreciative to enjoying and fellowship with our fellow poets and creative minds and creative souls. Tonight, as you know, that we are working up to the spoken day of the spoken word billboard. To as of today, we're working up to that day. And what we have decided to do is that we're going to continue to keep in rotation up into in honor of all the nominees. And we're going to share some of those names tonight. We're going to be playing various ones tracks throughout the next few weeks up until the day of the spoken word billboard awards. We will take some calls. However, this is just going to be a month of sharing with some of those tracks that were who were charted on our charts and who made it on our list to really showcase their talents. I'm so excited for that. The spoken word billboard is just, you know, I'm so anticipating that day to honor so many of the talent people out there. In the poetry industry, I'd like to take this moment really quickly just to thank all of those who are in the chat room. I appreciate your presence and your support of the Poetic Energy Network station. This station is all about uniting voices and changing lives, and we do that with poetry and life coaching, spiritual health, educating, all of those things, and even the news. So, it's just been a great journey coming up to thus far, you know, building up to the time to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. We are going to get it started by playing a track by one of our ranking artists on the list. And like I said, we want to, you know, make sure we honor them and appreciate them because we have so many talented people lined up for this event, and we are looking for a great time. This piece is going to be by Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, who hails from Seattle, Washington. He's doing his thing down there. He got a new book coming out that's debuting in time enough for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and I am so happy to celebrate that time with him. And without further ado, we are just going to play one of his tracks, and this track is entitled Lover's Day.
Every day I wake, I realize it is a special day. It is Lover's Day. From the first thought of you, it is a holiday to celebrate. It is Lover's Day. We share in the gift of breathing in each other. We give the gift of receiving love that is enduring and everlasting. Every moment I am with you is a special day. might understand what you mean to me. No matter the season, the sun shines, heating our special times. It is lover's holiday at midnight, at the break of dawn, and as the sun set, it is lover's day.
Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You were just listening to Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Lover's Day. As we said earlier, it's all about, we're going to take some callers tonight, and I see some of you on the switchboard. We're going to take some callers tonight, but we thought it would just be an amazing idea just to, you know, keep in rotation to celebrate those artists who have ranked on the spoken word Billboard charts and celebrate them up until that day and just remind you of all of those people that you wanted to hear and listen to and you favored and their music and you've been, you know, telling us exactly what you feel that each artist contributes to the art form. So I just want to remind you that we are just still going to have the open mic and still allow some of you guys to call in and share your pieces. But this month is all about really just putting in full force the artists who have ranked and have done a tremendous job and being who they are and really, you know, pouring forth and going forth in their craft successfully and excellently. Excellently, I got tongue-tied for a moment, but it's just so important to honor people when they do a great job in their craft and who are very passionate about what they do. So we're going to take one caller. This is how we're going to run it tonight. We're going to go back and forth between callers and spoken word and perhaps bring a little bit of music up in there, but not much. But we are just, you know, kind of balancing out because we do have some artists and comedians who made it onto our charts. So we're going to just kind of interchange between all of those things here on this evening. So without further ado, we're just going to take this caller and then get back into the realm of things. All right. Welcome. Call from the 202 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. And who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, what's up, Poetic E? This is Lowry. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Lowry. It's a pleasure to hear you tonight.
Always, always. I'm excited about the event. And just wanted to share a short piece and, you know, do my thing as well. you know, just want to say it's an honor to be on your show. It's an honor that you and the staff are doing this for spoken word artists, singers, comedians. It's just an honor, and I want to give you your due, and everybody needs to know who Michelle Alford Poetic is, so I want to thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a piece, I think I did it before, but it's called Dead Man Preaching His Own Eulogy.
All right.
So all of us are gathered here today to mourn my death. And I've come to realize hard truths after my last breath. Truth is, it is so interesting that all of you are crying in the event of my loss. But these same acts of goodwill and emotion you would not even put into words when I was alive, not even to swallow your own foolish pride at what cost. And let's say some of you could not stand my guts, yet you want to make up stories about a tender moment we had. The truth was, some of you probably had it in for me. Now that I'm gone, you want to play sad. And now I'm going to speak on behalf of the dead. Whether I or the others were good, bad, or indifferent, what does it really mean to you? Well, I should take into account that it was revealed that Jesus died for our sins, and most of you still disgrace God with intended imperfection. So I guess it should not taking being in the land of the living you take for granted with pure neglection. How dare you utter and weep feelings of sorrow, but the next day you carry on like the prideful, self-absorbed bastard you are. And one day you're going to be laying here in a casket just like me, and your spirit will loom over to see the betrayal you dished out come upon you, just like me. How dare you sit in your fake, wicked spirit and claim to love me, but when I was alive, you could not even pick up the phone or come by and check on me. You know, the ironic thing is, if I spoke these words, you would think I'm crazy. But now that I'm dead, you listen intently. Think of this right. Until it happens to you, are you just assuming and mentally lazy? Well, I'm a rest in peace. My time here is done. And while you stuck here on this earth with bills, confusion, drama, nonsense, anguish, arrogance, self-righteousness, and all other idiotic human behavior, pretty soon you'll be in the box just like me. And we all have to give an account to the Maker. This dead man's eulogy is over. And that's peace.
Wow. You know what, even though, yes, you have done that piece, but you know what, every time, it doesn't matter when a poet does their thing, they do their thing, and you can say it and recite it a million times, and it's still effective. Awesome piece.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. We can't let you go without clapping it up for you. I almost forgot that.
Well,
yes, indeed. Larry Edwards, your name just sounds like it needs to be famous.
Well, thank you. I'm going to fall back. I'm gonna try to call in if you take another call and bless him with some singing if possible, but I want to enjoy the show and see what you got. I want to thank you again. I'm honored to be one of the performers and possible nominees at the Spoken Word Award Awards. So many great people are going to be there, and I can't wait for the excitement.
Me too. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Larry Edwards, and we'll see you soon, or meet you soon.
Of course.
All right. All right. We are going to continue the show. That was a wonderful piece by Mr. Larry Edwards. And one of our performers for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and you guys know Larry Edwards. He does it all. He can sing. He can spit poetry. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised how many other things that he can do, but such a talented brother, and I can't wait until he's on the stage at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards just sharing, you know, his art form like he do. All right, you know how we said we're going to do it earlier. We're going to, because we're just honoring a lot of the poets who have ranked on our charts and who are ranked nominees, we are going to be playing their music or their tracks in rotation for every Thursday night open mic up until the day of the event. And the reason why we wanted to do that, because we wanted to make sure you know who your nominees are, who ranked on the charts, and become more acquainted, if you're not already acquainted, with why they were chosen and why and how they ranked on the Spoken Word Billboard charts. It's just, you know, just a lot of phenomenal people who have made it into the charts, and it's just, you can't really just put nobody in just a category, but, you know, for the sake of doing the awards, that's what we had to do. But everybody has their own unique style, delivery, and message. So we're just excited about having all of them be a part of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards this year. And we look forward to many more years to come with the Spoken Word Billboard growing. This will be our first year. We're going to have some bumps and bruises, but we're going to do it anyway and do it well and happily, you know, celebrating this art form we call spoken word. All right, with that being said, we're going to go in between caller, track, music. So we're going to kind of balance it out like that because we need to get some of these artists into the rotation. So please be patient with us tonight. We will get to you, but we're just going to, you know, go in between our tracks and music and things of that nature. This next artist that is going to be performing on our stage is all the way from the Michigan area. I said that like he's not even here. Michigan like me. But nevertheless, a phenomenal brother. He does a lot of things within the community with his music as well as the spoken word community. And this is Mr. Hakeem Crampton with his track, whom he was nominated for in the top one of the top categories for this particular track, Who Am I? Check it out, Detroit and all our global listeners. I'm sure you will enjoy.
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix.
Who am I?
I am the eternal path.
Who
I am the now and the beginning. I am that time that never ceases. I move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me. I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one. I am that Neo light that never dims. The moon borrows its glow from my existence. I have been courted by the galaxy. I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond. I am the source of the seed of life, the life germ that grows under my spell. I am the season of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right. Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You heard it. That was Mr. Hakeem Crampton, the spoken word flow Hakeem, I should say. All right. I really enjoyed that track of his. I am going to keep it going here and get some callers up on the mic. All right. Caller from the 513 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Romeo DiNatti.
Hi, Romeo. How's it going, dear brother?
I'm doing. How you doing, Poetic E?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you tonight. What you
going to
do for
here.
Us?
I'm going to do this piece titled, The Way You Make Me Feel.
All right.
I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Time and time again, I'm anticipating when I can be with you, when I can look at your smile and see the truth that I knew we were the two. There's never more than a second that I don't think about you. Only for a moment, but I don't want to be with you. And that's only because I'm thinking about the moment when I can be with you. I feel you smiling, because I'm doing the same, thinking I can turn your smile into screaming my name in your dreams. When dreaming of the day after forever, we are we. You and I together in the end is the future I see. I'm going to be your station so I can show you that you're my reality. No need for you to speak with me. I watch what you show me. Ooh, wee. It's how you have me. You'll be begging for more when you have me. So have a seat. Will I correct your feet? But first I rub your temple, massage through your hair. Then whisper the sweetest melodic poems in your ear. Cause it was sour the air. But the smile on your lips and heart is my only kiss. So smile until your face hurts. No trust, believe that I work until it works. I'll even work overtime so you understand how much I want you. That's mine. Speaking my thoughts and moves on the way you make me feel. Imagining how wonderful this is real. How it would feel. Can't explain it. It's the way you make me feel. And I never want this feeling to leave. I want you to never take it away from me. If I gotta forever be by your side, then sign me up for eternity. Cause when I say I want thee, only the love of God would have wanted more for me. This is the way you make me feel. And it's the greatest feeling. Me. That's my thoughts.
Right, Romeo, thanks for those thoughts, my dear brother. Like always, we certainly appreciate you coming through and sharing your voice and your talents here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And I'm so excited that you will be on our stage this September 29th.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Live
too.
And it's perfect.
I have my stylist come over today, and she got my outfit ready. So she's going to come back next week so we can get some more outfits for my trip.
All right. Now he said he got his stylist. I know that's right.
Yeah. I'm excited. And looking forward to meeting you. Congratulations to everything you got going on. You're going to be on the broadcast the day before that morning?
Yeah, we're going to be on TV 33, WHP TV 33, talking about the event. So we're going to be going in a lot of places trying to, you know, really just put it in heavy rotation for promotion, you know.
All right, I just want to appreciate all you doing and you know, you just really bigging up the poetry community. I mean, you do great work. I just want to just thank you and appreciate the blessings
you
bestowed on everybody.
Thank you so much. That humbles me, and I'm so appreciative for your kind words. You know, I can put that in my heart and then leave it there, let it rest for a minute. Keep it in reserve. Thank you so much, my dear brother.
Thank you. Put my hand down. I'm Mr. Richard.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Romeo Denani. That was Mr. Romeo Denani on the mic. I'm losing my voice. I see many of you on the switchboard. For those of you that just saw a few just arrived, for those of you who just arrived, I just want to share with you very quickly that this is going to be the month that we're going to be on the open mic because of the event we have coming up this September 29th, the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. We will be taking some of the calls. However, we also will be mainly putting in rotation those artists who have ranked as nominees on our charts and are nominees for and up for awards at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. So just bear with us. We're going to go in between calls, accepting calls, playing the tracks, and, of course, maybe a little bit of music. But before I do that, I just want to make people aware of the event that I'm talking about. I'm going to play the commercial really quickly, and then I'm going to come back and share with you some of the categories that people have ranked in their names. If you know him, congratulate him, and you know, because it's just a, truly an honor to be recognized for your work, and that's what this event is all about, recognizing everybody that who are passionate about their craft. And we are going to let you listen to the commercial really quickly and then come back with some names from that list so you can know exactly what some of your peers are out there doing, your colleagues are out there doing with their craft. Here we go.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet-walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, there we have it, folks. That is the commercial that we have for the event. We have a second one. I didn't get a chance to upload the audio for that. I've just been so busy, but we will play that on the next show to just let you guys hear it. But I am going to go down the list. We have actually 30 categories that we're going to honor people in. I'm not going to name all 30, but I will share a few of those with you tonight so you can know who are out there really just doing their thing and somebody's recognizing them. And it's not just me, although I'm the founder and creator of the event. I had a lot of help with compiling all the data together from an independent company that helps, you know, people to compile data and charted information to collect for whatever reason you need it for. And this is how we came up with this collective list. We had a couple of other stations that helped us with this as well, with playing some of your audio tracks and, you know, recognizing some of your events that you're involved in and you yourself, you know, making known what you're doing out there, you know, us reading material, us, you know, looking at and listening to material. So these are some of the ways that we came up with who finally made it onto the charts. We also did polls, several polls in different areas. So, you know, you guys made it to this list on your own merit. Ain't no favoritism going on here. You just know that it's all you, and you deserve to be honored whether you win or not. You have already won just by making the list and just, you know, being who you are and really functioning in your craft with a passion. So with that being said, I'm just going to go down here and read some of this. Category 1, Spoken Word Award for Hot 100 Top Ranking Artists of the Year. The names that are in that category: Mr. Kyrie Toure with his track Beast, Tigre L with A Black Woman Smile, Jill Scott with Woman Festo, Georgia Meek with Full Body Potential, The Oracle with Luna Love Affair, and Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I? Category 2, Spoken Word Award for Best Video of the Year. We have C and Destiny, her video Saying Goodbye, Ursula Rucker for Women, T-Sun Lee, A Part of Me featuring Rock, Absol, Empathy featuring Allery, Ja Javante, and Malachi London with her piece The Face. Category 3 is Spoken Word Award for Best Musical Muse of the Year in the Jazz category. Those who made it on that chart is Brian O'Neill with his track Daisies, Yancey with I Remember, Marcus Belgrave with What a Wonderful World, and everybody knows that track. Althea Renee with One Love. Category 4, Spoken Word Award for Epic Individual Piece. The people who have made it on that in that category, who ranked in that category, is Kevin Bingham with Reflections in the Rain, Raynard Yerby with Rosary of Denial, David Clouch, which you all know him as DC, as the voice of reason. I wish that we, you know, could have had Mr. DC here. You know, we have more in our budget, but we'll get him next time. With Whom It May Concern, Mr. Virgil Skills with Death of a Poet, Raphael Cassell with Ego. And I'm going to just do a couple of more, then we're going to go back into our regular show. Category 5, Spoken Word Award for Top Ranking Album of the Year, Urban Voodoo with Mercury Rain, John D. Green Sr. with Perceptions, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with Expressions of Thought, and CN Destiny with I Am Destiny. Category 6, I'm thinking about spitting poetry, saying the word spit. Spoken Word Award for Top Venue of the Year, Writer L. Bush with Drunken Muse, Saitari Ware with the 5E Gallery, Michael Geffner with the Inspired Word, he's in New York, Janet Colliers with Gallery Cafe, Gallery Gabaret is in Chicago. Category 7, Spoken Word Award for Christian Artist of the Year, Mr. Jason Parker, Natasha Beautiful Thought, Kelly Smith, and Wall Servant with Love On. Category 8, Spoken Word Award for the Female Artist for Individual Piece, Bessie Hughes with I Love Her. We've had so many people show Miss Hughes a lot of love with that track, and I just happen to personally love it myself. Mrs. Audrey Michelle from Florida with The Last Beautiful, Jessica K. Moore with the Black Statue of Liberty, and Miss Styles Lecia Bolden with the Dark Skin Anthem. I was like, I promise, let me do two more. Spoken Word Award for Community Service of the Year, Kevin Livingston, Deborah Paul Wright, and Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. Categories 10, Spoken Word Award for International Artist of the Year, Mr. Spoken Music, Coffee with His Muslim's Lunch, Barry Miles, Sandrine Marat, Poetic She Anita Ashawini, and David Delefica. All right, we're going to just leave it at that. Like I said, we have 30 categories, and we're also honoring with special awards with community leaders. We have Councilwoman Alberta Talabi Tinsley, community activist Yusuf Shakur, Lifetime Spoken Word artist and musician, and talented lady of Ms. Brenda Perryman and the WJLB radio station. We will be giving them out special honorary awards during this event for that night. All right, we have named off a few. You've probably heard some names of people that you recognize. If you see them or you talk to them, tell them congratulations for just, you know, being honored and recognized for their work. And let's keep this movement going with just being who you are with your craft. All right, with that being said, we're going to continue and get back into the show here and just have a grand old time. We appreciate all of you who continue to support the show and all the efforts that we're doing with the spoken word community, with radio and media, to the spoken word Billboard Awards, and we're not done yet, guys. I have something that I really, I kind of shared it a little bit about what we're trying to do under the umbrella of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards financially, that will kind of help us all in the Spoken Word Billboard or the Spoken Word community. And that's one of my goals that we're working on. We have partnered with some people who agree that we need funding in the arts, and they agree. I can't share with you what I did manage to accomplish, We have some people that will work with me to give out a scholarship each year, some other art organizations who have extra funding, and the scholarships will range from $500 to $2,000. There is a criteria you have to meet in order to be funded that scholarship, but those who are attending the Spoken Word Billboard Awards will have privy to that information first. So, and I think that's only fair. But we will continue to share those information and all those other efforts with you at a later time. All right, let's get back into the show, y'all. We only got 19 more minutes remaining in the show. And like we said, we were going to go in between, you know, taking an artist. We just got off the line with Romeo Denani, so we're going to go and play another track from one of the artists who has ranked on our list. And we're going to go with one of the musicians who actually ranked on our list. And this young lady, I absolutely love her. I was communicating with her today. She just found out. She said, oh, my goodness, Michelle, I don't know how I missed that. So I just want to honor this young lady because she has a wonderful and beautiful voice, and she's doing a lot of great things for the spoken word community. And we look forward with, joining with some of these other art, you know, venues that are doing some things so we can kind of build some great big bridges together and really work well together. But this is Miss Jamise Cox with All of Me, who ranked in one of my categories and who was very excited to find that out. All right, listen in, you all. I'm sure you're going to enjoy her beautiful voice.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is yet another Thursday night open mic live. And as we said earlier today, this month is all going to be all about keeping in rotation during the open mic night. We will take calls, but we're going to be really putting in rotation all of those nominees who ranked on our charts and who will be recognized one way or the other at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards September 29th at the Canton, at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. We're going to keep it going, but Miss Jamise Cox, she has all of me, you know, listening and tuning in to her lovely, lovely voice, so I'm not going to try to, you know, sing behind that. All right, we're going to keep it going. We got 12 more minutes, 12 and a half minutes remaining in the show. And I just want everybody to, you know, just take this moment to thank everyone that are in this, that's hanging out in the chat room, that's on the switchboard and tuning into the show. We appreciate your support and continued love that you show to the show. And we look forward to many of you, meeting many of you. And you guys, make sure you bring your business card so you never know who you're going to meet. And who you can, you know, collaborate with. You just never know. It's going to be some vocalists, singers, spoken word artists, comedians there. So bring a call. You know, be prepared, you know, to take some numbers and some names to, you know, this is how you meet other people you otherwise probably wouldn't meet, by coming to events like this and being prepared to fellowship and get some, you know, get some people going. You know, meeting and just building up some good bridges here. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 313, you're on the air. Okay, I heard something. If you decide, we only have 11 more minutes. If you decide to call back in, we'll take your call if we have time. With that being said, we're going to take the next, we're going to go into playing one of our other tracks for from one of our ranking artists, and then we will take the very next caller. How about that? All right, we have just such an array, so many of our artists that just phenomenal. And I'm going to play Miss Jill Scott, her Woman Manifesto track, which she is ranking in on our charts with that particular collection there. By the way, if you guys wanted to know what category Jamise ranked in, she ranked in Category 19 for a Spoken Word Award for Best Female Vocalist. So we'll see. She has some other, three other people that's in that same category with her. And I wish her the best in winning. All right, we're going to play this Jill Scott track here, and then we're going to take a caller.
Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain and lip-smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet, that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a motherfucking G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus, or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dom queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. I am gifted. I am all of this. And indeed, the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, thank you, Ms. Jill Scott. I'm working that piece right there. I certainly appreciated that piece. And I certainly sent her notification. Don't know if she's coming. But we know these the celebrities, they got a lot of things that they're doing. And, you know, this is just our first year. And, you know, maybe, you know, once we continue on, who knows? Who knows who may come? I just want to make a couple of quick announcements. If you're in the Michigan area, I will be live in the studios with, let me share with you really quickly, on WDRJ AM 1440, September 13th, which is next week at 1:15 p.m., I will be doing a ticket giveaway. They will be interviewing me, we will be talking about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and the number is 313-871-6094. For that number, so I'll be live in the studios talking about that. It's going to go back quick, so, you know, I think they said it's going to be about 15 to 30 minutes. So if you get an opportunity, if you're in the Michigan area, you know, if you want to call in and say something, feel free to do so. We're also running a commercial on WMYD TV 20, so we have a short promo running on that station for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I also will be interviewed on the TV 33, WHPR TV 33, the day before the Spoken Word Billboard Awards at 8:30 a.m. on the Brenda Perryman Show, talking about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I have three colleges that I will be going to talking about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. So we're trying to do everything we can to make sure we have great attendance. We see that people are buying tickets, but if you haven't bought your ticket, make sure you go and buy the tickets because we still have quite a bit to sell. But nevertheless, it don't matter if you know, come, everybody should be there. I'm just going to be grateful and happy who's all there in attendance and just be grateful to see your lovely faces and just you know, have the great fellowship of the spoken word community being together under one roof in total unity. So I certainly appreciate that and look forward to it. I'm going to take the very next caller here before, because we only got four more minutes, but we'll take a couple more calls before we go. Caller from the 252 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Koedeke. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Good evening. It's Jacqueline Rome from North Carolina.
Hey, Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to hear your voice. What are you going to do for tonight?
Got a lot of excitement going on tonight. For the 29th, that is really going to be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I know we're on a time limit, so I'll go ahead and get into my piece. It's Ever seen the type who profess to be all that, yet always looking down on the less fortunate? Ever seen the type who, just because they don't like a certain person, place, or thing, they expect you to feel the same? Or the type who knock you for enjoying life because they don't? The type who ask for advice but don't really want it? The type who hate the fact that you're following your dreams because they have none of their own? What about the type who expect you to make sacrifices for them, but when it comes to you, you get the short end of the stick? Ever seen the type who are holier than thou? From head to toe, they dress the part, yet walking around with hatred in their hearts, judging others for minor things, but the beam in their eyes they haven't seen. The type that in themselves they see no wrong. To them, man in the mirror was just a song. Ever seen the type who frown when a new face comes around? Instead of a friendly hello, they look you up and down. Ever seen the type who see you minding your own business, but try to drag you into their drama? Or the type whose every other word is a complaint? On the other hand, there's the type like fellow poets Mr. Speaker, Tiger Justice, Poetic E, who always offer words of encouragement or words of wisdom. Then there's the fun-loving Larry L. Boogie Durant, who keeps you smiling. Let's face it, the world is filled with all types: lovers, fighters, troublemakers, writers, heartbreakers, peacemakers, people-pleasers, lots of fakers. The list goes on and on. What type are you? And that's that piece.
Oh, my God. Wow. Love that piece. Yes. We got to bring the crowd in on this incredible.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, and thank you.
It does give you so much to think about, you know, when you're writing, and you're called to really ask yourself that question.
Wow.
So great piece. I certainly enjoyed it, Jacqueline, as always.
Thank you so much. All right, well, you have a good night. I'm going to let you go ahead and close out. I realize the time is at hand.
All right, enjoy the rest of your week, my dear, and I will see you next time, or hear you next time.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, take care.
You're welcome. All right, that was Ms. Jacqueline Rome on the mic, speaking her piece. I enjoyed that piece, the message behind it, giving you, causing you to really think about who you are, where you are, and where you stand in your own position in life. Alright, we only have a short few minutes, but I just want to take this time to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, those of you who called in. We certainly appreciate you and the support you give to the show. We also like to thank all of those who will be sharing a stage here in Michigan on September 29th. We so look forward to you guys being here. And we look forward to meeting you. Like I said, remember to bring your business cards. You never know who you're going to meet, who you're going to be able to collaborate with. We hope that the house is, you know, completely full. But, you know, we're just going to go with the flow. I see where we stand with the tickets, and, you know, we're doing pretty good so far, but we still got a ways to go. So if you're attending, make sure you spread the word. $25, you can save $5, you know, well, actually, you know, you can actually save $5 a week, but one of those weeks you have to double up and make it 10. But nevertheless, we look forward to meeting you all, and just sharing in a great time on September 29th. With all that being said, we'd like to say thank you again, good night, and we'll see you next time, folks. All right, we're going to take it out with a little bit of spoken word from one of our poets who also made it onto our charts here, Miss Betsy Hughes. I love her. All right, we're going to take it out with Miss Betsy tonight. All right.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman. And her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you feel
I love
me?
To look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles,
kiss me.
To the sway of her thighs defined,
touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dream. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait. Any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
I mean me.
The woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being, I love her with all that is in me.
I love you, baby.
Good night, folks.